AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So y'all are not going to believe this. After I interviewed Danielle and Nick, obviously I realized there's something still there between them, right? And I really wanted to facilitate a reconnection between them, but Danielle insisted, and so did Nick, that it was just totally and completely over. I didn't really believe it. And guess what? Today on Danielle's Instagram, there's a story that's popped up, and it's a picture of her and Nick together, and they're cuddling. They look very close and canoodly, and it just said, sup. Okay, I texted Danielle. I'm like, what is going on? And she gave me some updates. I'm not allowed to say anything yet, but judging from the picture on Instagram, I think we can speculate that at the bare minimum, they're talking again. I'm so excited. I feel like I'm like on The Bachelor, like The Bachelor of intimate knowledge, you know, reconnecting people and just bringing lovers together. So stay tuned. I'm going to keep up with Danielle and keep up with Nick and see how this goes down. But you guys, if they are back together, I am so excited, first of all. And second of all, I am marrying them. I will be remarrying them. So you heard it first here. Danielle Rule and Nick Thompson likely back together, and I will be marrying them. It is wild how quickly so much can change in love, either for the good or for the bad, as can be evidenced by Danielle Rule and Nick Thompson back together, ladies and gentlemen. After I spoke to both of them individually, now all of a sudden they're canoodling on the couch on Danielle's Instagram story. Obviously, they're together in person, unless it's an old photo. It's not. It's new. It's current. And it just says sup on it. I mean, I can just hear the church bells already singing that these two lovebirds have gotten back together. They've reconnected. And I'm going to take full credit for this. If this is what's happening, which I believe it is, because they haven't spoken since last July. No contact, no nothing. And now here they are on Instagram. I mean, that to me is an admission of at least couple status. Looks like it to me, at least. You don't just get married to someone, get divorced from someone, and then go on and have a casual photo of you two together canoodling on the couch. They look like they have that energy in their eyes of just like pure and utter love and adoration for each other, which is what I think needed to happen. I literally texted Danielle and I said, you two really need to give this another chance. You need a redo on this. And voila, here's the picture. So This is how much can change in just a matter of a few days. When I did the interviews with them, it was before any of this happened, but you guys are going to be able to listen and see how it all went down. I'm going to keep you updated on the entire timeline. So this is background info that now you're all updated, but you can see and listen to exactly how it happened. So let's go into the interview and we're going to get the prequel to where we are now. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how you connect people and hook them up. Right here on Intimate Knowledge. This is what it sounds like.
This is Intimate Knowledge with Megan King. Shh, it's a show about sex.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Intimate Knowledge. I'm your host, Megan King. You can find me on Instagram at Megan King. Check out my retreats. Some exciting things are coming up at GaiaHavenExperience.com. We have a great show for you today. So I'm going to start out by giving you a little life update. And then we have Nick Thompson from Love is Blind on with us. He has some things to say about reality television cast members and basic human rights. So this should be interesting with both of our experiences on reality televisions. But first things first. So it's PAX weekend. I went to a wedding with my for all my girlfriends from high school, and with my friend Will. Will and I have sort of been dating for a little while. We call each other friends, but like we're more than friends. And we had a talk because I think I'm getting to this place where I'm ready to have more of an intense relationship, more of a serious relationship, instead of kind of just like this wishy-washy dating thing that we've been doing for a few months now. So I told him that, how I felt, that I really want some more in my life. I want more from this relationship. You know, I want phone calls in the morning and texts, and I want to check in about each other's days. And I want us to plan when we're going to see each other next before the, you know, we part ways. We don't live in the same city. And he's like, no, I don't think I'm in that place in my life. Like, I need XYZ, you need ABC. And that's why we're best friends. And I told him it wasn't what I was hoping to hear, but at the same time, I'm not mad about it. And we're so good as friends. And I think this is a great lesson for me. And it doesn't change anything between us, but I think it's a great lesson for me in communication, which we always talk about on this show, and making sure that I have boundaries and my needs are met. And a part of them have been very met for a long time and will continue to be, but I recognize that like where his limitations lie, and I applaud him for being so open and honest with me. There was no fight, no argument, no even hard, I guess a little hard feelings, but honestly, this has been one of the most honest, open, healthy relationships that I've ever been in my life. And I just can't be more thankful for it. So happy to give you that update. Next up, we have Nick Thompson on the show. I'm a huge fan of Nick. He was on Love is Blind, season 2. And I watched every second of him and his shenanigans and his seriousness. And I am not surprised one bit that Nick is the executive director of outreach for UCAN, which is Unscripted Cast Advocacy Network. He just seems like a good guy with big feelings. So let's bring in Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm all right.
You have a nice setup.
Thank you. Yeah, this is for my podcast. I painted the wall blue.
Oh, cool. I like it. Blue's my favorite color.
Mine too. Thank you.
I think you're a blue aura, by the way.
Oh, do tell.
I was a huge fan of you and Danielle on the show, on Love is Blind. Like, because you guys were, from what I saw, you guys instantly connected and you were like the mom and dad of the group. And especially you were like very level and like you were thoughtful and like thorough. And so I really, really loved watching you and watching you guys grow as like other people kind of explore their relationships. I felt like you were exploring their relationships, not your own.
Well, first of all, I appreciate that. I feel seen. Second of all, I kind of felt that way because I was asking people these questions that they like hadn't thought about.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know.
I think you think about this before you sleepwalk into a marriage.
I know. And I was like, thank God for Nick. Like, what? Where is everybody else? And that's what kind of what we're here to talk about, too. Like the mental health help that didn't exist. But you were there. Thank God for you.
Well, I know, right? At least someone there with a level head to help people think about stuff. There's, I just remember, like, I worked. I was like interim CMO at my work at the time, so I was just all day managing 12 people, and so I didn't get to like associate with the cast outside of filming very often.
You didn't take time off of work?
I did for the pods in Mexico, but when I got back, I had kind of maxed out at 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh, I did not know. It didn't seem like that. I remember there was an all-cast event. I think it was like a cocktail party. And I think you guys were married at the time. No, maybe you were just like getting to the like on location somewhere. But you were like, you wouldn't drink. You were like pretending that you were drinking and you wouldn't drink. Were you going back to work?
Oh, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, we were. Like, I remember when, and like the guys were taking tequila shots and you whispered to the bartender, like, just give me water.
Yeah, that was in that was the couple's reveal party. I actually wasn't going back to work. I was going back to Danielle when she had her panic attack that I didn't know about. So,
oh my God. Okay.
But I did stop drinking. Like after there was one day I got kind of tipsy in the pods. And after that, I was like, I am not getting drunk anymore.
Why?
It was like too, I don't want to say risky, but like I could just see myself not doing my due diligence if I was drinking constantly. I would still drink casually, but like some people were just trashed.
Totally. I could tell. Did you do your due diligence then?
I thought so.
So did you or didn't you?
I mean, I think so. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I always look at it like, I went in there thinking to myself, you know what? I'm okay if I go home. I'm okay if I get married. It doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm seeing if this can help me find someone because dating sucks. I hate it. I'd stopped pretty much doing all the apps and everything. And I was like, maybe this is the way. So I just went in with that mindset of I'm going to just be myself. And if it works, great. If not, okay. Go back to my normal life.
It's literally the opposite of the apps.
Totally, like, the opposite.
Complete opposite. Yeah.
The only similarity is you have 15 people instead of endless opportunities when you start.
Yeah, but don't you think they kind of like production kind of vets you guys out to see if you'd be like good, like who might be good together?
Yeah. 100%. I actually have this new theory that I've been sharing that I've thought about. I actually think they have characters already determined that they want, and they go cast multiple people that could fill that role. And then when they get the person to fill that role, they send the other ones home.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I started thinking about
because they don't show
that.
everybody on the show once the show's done.
No. And once Danielle and I connected, they sent home like the other guys that had it together and had good jobs and were in their like mid 30s. Yeah.
Did they connect with anyone though? Those other guys?
Yeah, according to them, but who knows, right?
So you think it was highly produced on the back end?
I think so. I heard rumors that like they had, actually I heard this from Danielle, so I guess it's a rumor from that aspect, but that apparently like they had Deep D and I together. We had the same producer. And that was kind of like where they were thinking. Like
the two of you would be together?
Yeah, which no I, after our first 7 minute date, I was like, no.
No way. But she's like level and like she's smart and like she's very comprehensive. Like everybody seems to like her. Like that's kind of how you were.
Yeah, she's totally likable. She's just not my, like, she's not what I would look for in a, I don't want to sound like a dick. She's just, she's not my type.
Is she too intense for you?
I almost feel like she doesn't have the intensity. She's so even keel. Like, I don't know what she is.
I felt like she seemed intense, but maybe I was just thinking about because what that dick was saying to her.
Yeah, and she gave him way too much slack before and after.
Oh, she did?
Oh my God, it was.
I did not come that across that way to the viewers.
I can't even. Well, she didn't know. Like, that guy got a good edit. I always say that. He got a good edit, even though he thinks he got a bad one.
That's what Danielle said, because Danielle was on the show a couple weeks ago, and she basically said the same thing.
Yeah, he was, the stuff he said at the reunion, the stuff he said after filming initially was just grotesque. I mean, it, like, they didn't put some of it in there to protect her so that she didn't have to, like, hear it.
Oh my God. Jeez. It's intense. Yeah.
So gross.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Okay, let me tell you why I think you're a blue aura. Blue auras are feelers. Oftentimes they take on someone else's emotion as their own. So it can be difficult to even like discern between like if you're fighting for something you believe in or if you're just feeling the other's intensity or emotion.
That's yeah. So true.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Like blues I have to like
are thoughtful.
Okay. I've never heard about this before.
Yeah, it's kind of like, so there's certain psychics or like, I guess, like highly intuitive individuals who can see colors around people. And I don't see colors, but I can feel colors. And so You're blue. And a lot of times people, whatever your favorite color is like your authentic aura color.
That's interesting too, because it used to be yellow when I was a kid.
I could see you as a yellow. Oftentimes yellow boys are groomed out of being yellow because it seems like a more feminine sort of like persona. And
that adds up with my childhood.
Does it? Oh my gosh. Well, you probably have yellow as your secondary color too, if you're being authentic. So anyways. It came across very strong. You wear a lot of blue too. Notice.
I do. Thank you. Yeah. You are very, very observant.
I am. Well, I was a big fan of you when you were on the show, and I'm happy to have you back on here because I was interested in speaking to you about kind of the everything that blew up with the Love is Blind this last season. And I was talking to Danielle about it too, and how there's basically no sort of, There's a massive lacking of mental health professionals on set and to give guidance and support to people, especially on dating shows, going through that emotional roller coaster. And they're basically just like fed to the wolves.
Yeah, to say the least.
Well, tell me about that.
Yeah, they tell you that there is mental health support pre, during, and post. I believe it was up to $5,000 in counseling post.
Oh, you have a monetary amount. Interesting.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was. But what actually happened was there was a psychological evaluation in which I spoke probably a half hour, an hour to a psychologist after taking a 200 or 300 question questionnaire. And I don't know what one it was. And I tried to look, I can't find it, but it's one of those where it asks you the same question over and over in different ways.
Make sure you're not lying.
Yeah, exactly.
Catch you in some sort of weak moment.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh. And so we did that. And then, you know, I've been in with my therapist now for 6 years. It was about 4 or 5 at the time. Okay. And, you know, she was a big fan of season one. And she was thinking, you know, this could be how you, you know, meet your person. You're authentic. You're, you know, you're genuine. You know what you want. You know what you don't want. But she was concerned that I would walk into there and not have any support and not have like anyone like me, like similar to me, not actually like me. But so she asked if I would be okay if she talked to the show psychologist. So they had a whole phone conversation because she wanted to ask what type of support is there. This is an intense situation. You know, I just want to make sure that the stuff they're telling you is accurate. Like, this is a love experiment. Everyone's vetted. We're not looking for people that are influencers. We're not looking for people that want to be on The Bachelor. And, you know, to some extent, yeah, I mean, I guess you have to have the drama, right?
Yeah, as of, you know, to make money.
Exactly.
Which is the point.
But that's exactly it. And so I get that. And like, I was well aware of that side of it. What I wasn't aware of was the strenuous conditions of no food, no water, you know, poor sleep.
No food, no water?
Hardly. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I asked for water. Yeah.
Why don't you just turn on your tap?
In the hotel, you had to at some point, but who wants to drink out of a hotel bathroom sink?
Eh, whatever. I mean, yeah, it's not ideal. It's not ideal for most people, but I like to live my life on the edge. So tap water is just fine.
Tap water is just fine. Just don't ever run your finger under the nozzle because you will find some gross feeling.
I'll just drink it first. Build that immune system up. Okay. And no food? Seriously?
Yeah. So they, it was so weird.
Couldn't you order room service? Food.
No, they would not allow you to order room service. You did not have your wallet, your credit cards. Nothing. So you couldn't DoorDash.
Why? What is the point of that?
You know, at the moment, you're just kind of like, okay, I don't get it. And then they had, you know, breakfast every morning when we were in the pods was at the hotel and it was from the cafe. I have like, I'm pretty picky about what I eat. You know, I have some restrictions, some preferences and stuff. They had all of this ahead of time. Barely.
You didn't respect it?
Barely. So like, I'm gluten free. Like, I'll get sick if I eat gluten.
Okay. Like a pretty typical restriction.
Right. And I don't eat pork and I don't eat chicken. That's really it.
Okay, so you're like sort of a vegetarian and gluten-free, like not that weird.
Quasi, right. It's 2021 at this
Right.
point.
Whatever it is.
Right. And then I also intermittent fast. So I was like, I don't eat breakfast, but like if I don't eat something for breakfast, then I might not eat again until dinner unless I want to eat like Chex Mix or whatever, you know,
That is
processed
wild.
snack they had.
It was not like that on the Real House. When I was on the Real Housewives of Orange County, it was not like that. I think there would have been like a full-scale uprising because we were like these princesses that needed to eat when we needed to eat. So like we were like we'd order all the room service and all of the things on the, you know, it was a very indulgent show. The concept was different. But my sister was on The Amazing Race years ago, and she got out pretty quickly. I think like second she was out, and she went to Sequesterville. And it sounds more like what you're talking about. Her experience, she wasn't filming though, but because she had already gotten kicked off. But like it's her experience was like no wallet, no credit card, no cell phone, because they didn't want anyone to tell you what's going to happen. That's what it was.
Yeah, that makes
No
sense.
spoilers.
And I get the phone thing. Like they tell you about the phone thing. I didn't think about it at the time, but like, what if something happened to me and I didn't have an ID? Like, what if the van goes off the road and on the way to the set?
That's really odd.
It's so odd.
We had to like submit our passports and stuff before we traveled, so they had all of that for us. But my show had been on for 10 seasons by the time I joined, so like they had it pretty dialed in.
Which, by the way, I have so many friends that can't believe that I'm on your show
Oh
today
my gosh, no way. That's so
that
funny.
I think they
And
all
here we
watch
are.
the show. Yeah.
We're fanning back and forth.
But
I love that.
that's wild because I actually have so many, and this goes to, you know, the color thing and the feeling thing. I have so many people over the last couple of weeks that have DM'd me horror stories from this show.
From Love is Blind?
Love is Blind, food shows, other reality shows, competition shows, game shows. The stuff that people are telling me, I can only do two a day. I will only read. So anyone who's
Because
listening
it's
to this,
too
if you
much for
have,
you.
it's too much. I mean, last night I was almost in tears hearing this woman's story about how she lost her business because people hated her so much that they went on and just flooded her business with bad reviews. And then they hacked her website. And yeah, hacked her website and just put all sorts of negative stuff up there. The only reason she came on social media was because she heard that we had started this foundation and she wanted to reach out and share her story.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Snag a job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Before you were on here, I introduced you as the executive director of UCAN, the Unscripted Cast Advocacy Network. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the UCAN Foundation is something that I started with Dr. Isabel Morley, who's a psychologist and therapist, and then Jeremy Hartwell, who was also on my season, one of the guys that went home relatively quickly. And he had started talking about this about a year ago. And my whole thought was, if we stick this with just being like about legal support, it's not going to cover like what people actually need. So that's part of it. But the whole idea is that we can provide reality TV show cast members, potential cast members, and then post show, we can provide them and make sure that they have access to mental health services and legal services, because these contracts, I'm sure you know, you've signed a bunch of them. Yeah. There are 30, 40 pages sometimes. You don't really understand the jargon. You don't really know what you're signing up for.
I hired a lawyer.
I had a friend. Yeah.
Good and my dad's you. A lawyer. And I still even hired an entertainment lawyer, even though my dad's a lawyer, because it's a different world.
Totally. Totally. Well, that's good. But like, you think about it this way, though. Who is the means to do that?
That's the thing. And also, when you're in the middle of America, you're in Chicago, I'm in St. Louis, we don't grow up around Hollywood. This is not how we operate. And so we don't have anyone giving us some sort of like toolkit telling us how to navigate this.
And that's exactly it. And that's the kind of support that, you know, we want to do. And I actually got the idea to start kind of offering this with the foundation, because a friend of mine reached out to me, and this is in October, North Carolina. She had been cast in the show that's filming there right now for Love is Blind. And she was like, I related the most to you, and I would love to talk to you to find out if you can give me a little more info, a little more context, so I can know if I'm making a good decision. We talked on the phone for 8 hours.
Oh my God.
Because she was asking good questions. We became friends, all this stuff. But the bottom line was, she opted out.
Maybe you'll fall in love with her.
I don't think so. We're a little too different, but she's a great person, but she opted out of doing it. And she actually knows someone that is in it. And she's still so grateful that she opted out of it, because it's just such a horrible experience.
Well, I think that with reality shows, especially like a big one. Like, you were in the season 2 of Love is Blind, which was a big season. And season 1 was big. Season 2 was big. Season 3, that's the one that was just aired, right? Season 3? Or was it 4?
4 is the one that just aired.
Kind of feel like they're kind of like, all right, people know what they're doing now. Like, they're going on to get famous. You know what I mean? Like, The Bachelor. Exactly. Kind of like the Bachelor atmosphere kind of thing. And so, when I went on the show, it was when social media was still growing. So I got this massive following of people, but I didn't really have anyone to explain to me how to deal with overnight fame, how to deal with internet trolls. Like, but the thing is, I was born with ridiculously thick skin. I don't know where it came from. I found myself counseling cast members who'd been on that show for the whole 10 seasons because they couldn't take the heat. And I think I was just kind of born to be in this spotlight in the way that I am, because I'm really good at letting things just go off my shoulders. But a good reality star is typically not going to be like that. They're going to be somebody who's like internalizing everything. And that's where we find our entertainment, at the sake of these people's like internal turmoil.
I agree with you. And I'm the same way. Like, I used to be very different, but like therapy, working on myself, growing up,
you know, being in my career and, you know, just kind of being forced to be around so many different kinds of people. Like I figured out real quickly, like if I'm just confident, I'm just myself, like I don't really care what people that don't know me think about me. And right. So it's similar to you, like taking that in, like the trolls, like they don't bother me. They only bother me when either they're like literally cruel or what they're saying could like hurt someone else. Or if it comes from something someone else said. And it's you only think that because someone else said something that's not true. And that kind of hurts. But otherwise, I just let it bounce off me too.
I think what surprised me the most though was how much it might not affect me, but it affects people who love me when they read it. And like my mom or my sisters or my best friends, they want to like go after these people. And I could see that it was really hurting them. And like, it makes me emotional even just saying it now, because I never considered that collateral damage.
That's so true. And I had a friend that eventually like took over, because like I said, I was busy at work. I had a friend that took over my social to delete mean comments and put in all the words and all that stuff.
I have somebody who does that with my ex-husband. I'm not kidding, with his email.
I might need to borrow them. Yeah. Especially lately. But what was really hard at the time, and again, I didn't know what I was doing, like you said, overnight fame. Know what they told us in a 30-minute call? They said, here's a couple slides. If someone's mean to you, delete them and block them.
I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. anything else? Yeah, it was so basic.
They're probably like 1099 employees who just want to go home.
Or they could be W-2 employees like all of the cast are, even though we're not considered employees.
Seriously? Oh, no way.
Yeah, they issued us W-2.
It's crazy that like SAG has a union and reality stars don't. It's like, it's wild. I mean, I'm sure it's by design.
Oh, it totally is. And here's what I'm going to say. I posted this on TikTok just today. The Writers Guild of America, the WGA, they're on strike. Every time they've gone on strike, I think it was 1998 maybe, or maybe it was 88, reality TV pumped up. That's when Cops got famous. The show Cops blew up. And same in 2008, when the writers went on strike, that's the boom that started reality TV. And so now we're at that point again. And they can produce this stuff, and all the crew, they're all in a union, right? The producers are not.
They're all in a union. Because they have to shut down. They can only film a certain amount of hours, and they got to go home. They get bring in a night crew.
You said it. That's what happened at Love is Blind. The only time we got a break was when they were swapping out their crew from the crew that had already maxed out the hours they're legally allowed to work for a day, had to go home. We stood there and filmed for another 4, 6, 8 hours with a new crew. So that is awful.
Yeah, it is. It's wild. I mean, filming does take a lot of energy because you have to be on at all times, because anything that you do or say or like even just side glance can be used against you.
Totally. And my new thing with that is editing is lying in reality TV, because they will literally take something that you say and then show a different angle and put that audio over it.
Did they do that for you?
They did not do that for me. They left a lot of context in a few scenes on the ground, but I've talk to other people that they've done that too.
Yeah, same. It never really happened to me unless it was like some sort of a pickup, you know, where I had to be like, oh my, and like say it on my Zoom and then they insert it, you know, something like that.
Yes.
But, okay. So I want to talk about this. This is what I've been really dying to talk to you about. Nick Vile. So Nick Vile was on The Bachelor. Was he a bachelor? I think he was.
He was. He's been on it no less than 300 times with that in Bachelor in Paradise.
So I have thoughts about Nick Vile, because like before we even jump into this. So I went on Nick's podcast once in LA and I was like newly single, and I sat down with him. I did my little interview and I was like, I think he was like flirting with me. I think he might be into me. And I was like, I think maybe I could be into him. And so let me see if I have a text with him, actually.
Oh my gosh. We're gonna out him.
I don't think he cares. Let's see. Oh, I did. Oh my gosh. I have like a full text conversation with Nick.
Wow.
With Nick Vile. Well, anyways, yeah, we totally were like flirting back and forth a little bit, and then nothing, which like I don't like. I just felt like he was wishy-washy and like a little bit confrontational. And I understand that, like, we are about all about confrontation. That's, we're in entertainment. You said no to doing this interview with Danielle because it wasn't good for your mental health, which I fully respect. But internally, I was like, oh man, because that would have been really interesting to see an interaction between the two of you. By the way, good for you for, you know, knowing your boundaries.
Thank you.
But back to Nick. So when I read this, it just, I sometimes wonder if he says bullshit like this just to get a rise. He says what? Something like, oh, it's not
the
even
star is fading.
Your star is fading. It's, you got to pump it up.
Yeah. And that's what you do when you want to get famous. You start a not-for-profit to help people. So he sees right through me, you know, all the famous philanthropists and founders of not-for-profits out there. Yeah. They're all rich. They're living on their beautiful mansions in Hollywood. And
it's just a distraction. Like his comments about what you're saying, that you're basically discrediting your entire experience. So you responded saying you'd have a conversation with him, but then what did he do?
He turned off mentions.
He basically blocked you.
Here's the funny thing too. Like, I had a couple exchanges with Nick over DMs over the last year.
Good or
Danielle
bad?
And I went
fine.
Danielle and I went on his podcast virtually, but we went on it.
Okay.
And he was going to send me a copy of his book, which came out right around the time of my separation.
Okay.
And, you know, I never got it, which is whatever. It probably got lost in the mail.
It's got lost in the mail for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like totally friendly. And then there was another time he was in Chicago and, you know, I was like, next time you're here, let me know. Let's grab a drink. And he was, you know, open to it. He was here for his book. So he's here like in and out.
Yeah.
So we had like a couple friendly exchanges. And I guess where I get upset with how he handled this is he didn't invite a conversation. He spewed what sounded like propaganda straight from Netflix and Kinetic. And he just spewed it out there and then didn't invite any ulterior or alternative opinions or conversations. And he's got a giant platform, and to punch down on someone who's trying to help people, whether you agree with it or not, instead of having a conversation or even asking me, like, do you want to have a quick call? And it didn't even have to be public.
Well, okay. This is my thought on that. I think Nick Vile is pretty, like, overall, he tries to put off this, like, persona of being self-aware. And I just think that there's some room for improvement there. And in this circumstance, I think that Nick is probably projecting his like own experience like back onto you with these harsh words, because I think he's probably like, look, I got famous from The Bachelor. I understood what it was coming with. Yeah, like some things really sucked, but like I can't complain now. So like fuck anyone else who wants to say that like it did some bad things for them, because like I'm living large and like I went through the same shit as you.
I completely agree. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to attack his personality or anything like that. I think it is very much.
Well, I don't want to attack his personality either. I think I might have gone too far with that. Like, he's fine, but this one really bothered me.
Yeah. And for me, when I think about this, like, and again, I don't expect Nick Vile to know me. I don't expect him to.
He does know you. You guys text.
DM. But the funny thing is he also had, he had a couple things that he said that were just not true. Like he said, oh, there's so many more important things you could be involved with. Well, Nick, a simple look on my page, you would see that I just organized in my city to get the mayor that I thought should be elected. And there's pictures of that happening right maybe three posts down. So don't say I don't do anything.
That's amazing, but that's also not his business. Like why is he distracting from the issue? It's not the issue.
I know, but he wants to plant trees or something.
There's more important things to be involved with than having a podcast, but that's what you do, Nick.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, and my podcast, we talk about mental health. We talk about stigmatizing topics. We talk about culture. And I bring on experts. I bring on journalists. I bring on therapists, all that stuff. He talks shit for a living on his podcast.
It's like, don't throw stones.
Right. For him to like talk down to me without even taking a simple glance to see that. And he even said on it, I got all my information from my viewers. You guys are great. Well, you probably probably could have done a little more research. And then to just say, like, I'm not intelligent enough to monetize my platform.
He said that?
Yeah. He said, I'm doing
really mean.
Right. And it's actually like, Nick, I monetize my platform when it makes sense for who I am, because I'm authentic and I'm not about just making money to make money. I'm about doing the right thing. And to me, that means turning down a lot of opportunities because they don't align with my values.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, so you have 334 followers, 1,000 followers. He has 1.1 million. He follows me, by the way. It says follow back, so I must not follow him.
You must not follow him.
I must.
You probably unfollowed him after he was a jerk over text message.
I know. I just got like a weird vibe. Like, you just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Like, kind of.
When
just
was
like
that? Was that like, would you get 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was three. Yeah about 3 years ago. Okay. Yeah, he just seems like a little, honestly, we would probably butt heads because I think we would both have like really big opinions and it wouldn't be. Yeah, no. So what would you say to him? If you're talking to him right now, what would you say to him?
I would, it would depend a little on the context, but you know, what I say to him now is don't punch down. You don't understand what Danielle's or what any other reality TV star's experience was. To project what your experience was when you went on four shows, I believe it was one time on The Bachelor, one time on The Bachelorette, and two times in Paradise, and to equate that to every other reality show that we have out there, and then say that the barometer is fame. The barometer is followers, right? That's his whole thing. That's why you do this.
I do understand that part of it. To that part, I was like, all right, yeah, I get that. There is a trade-off here. Yeah,
I didn't do this for followers. Like, I did this to see if I could find love.
I didn't do it for followers. I did it for a job, but then I never got a job, but I got followers. So it's fine.
Hopefully you're smart enough to monetize your platform.
That's what's going on.
Yeah. So I would just say to him, you know, don't project your experience on everybody else. Have a little bit of empathy, because I, like I said earlier, I have so many DMs of people that have been through horrific experiences. And I went through my horrific experience, and I went through, you know, with Danielle, all of the things that she went through. And that was not easy. And the fact that I couldn't get the show to help us at all after the fact, let alone during the fact, and the fact that they promised that, and that's part of the agreement that you have to go on the show, and you can't get it, it's a disaster, and people's lives are...
It is, Nick. And I saw that a lot with Kelly Dodd on the show. She's has a big personality, and we have publicly butted heads on numerous occasions. And I think, like, I remember the first season she was on, I was like really worried about her. And they said the same thing to us on The Real Housewives. There is mental health support. We met with a counselor for like a whole entire 20 minutes on the phone. You know what I mean? And that was that. Like, I didn't think about it though. It was a little bit of a different time. Like, streaming wasn't, it wasn't what it is. Like, it really wasn't around actually, in 2015, which is like wild to think about.
It was just Netflix.
It was only Netflix then. Yeah. And Netflix was like, if you had, you know, you were like upper middle class kind of thing. It wasn't normal. It wasn't a typical thing.
The lower middle class just got the DVDs.
Yeah, exactly. Redbox. But it seems like Nick Vile is potentially like believes that his foundation of fame and influence has been built on a fragile foundation, and that if we pull back that curtain, that it might all fall apart from under him. What do you think?
Here's the thing. I think that's possible. And I also think at the same time that he's in a sandbox. I say in the middle of a desert, and in that sandbox, the only reason people do this is for fame, and anything else doesn't matter. If you have mental health issues, if you are publicly harassed, this is just what you signed up for. But you're in a desert of people that like don't understand that. And you know, because you've been through it, you don't really know until you're there.
You can't know. And that goes with every life experience. And that's victim blaming. And like, I really, really want to put a spotlight on victim blaming, and because it tries to shift the narrative to say that the victim is wrong here, when really you're just the victim is just sharing their experience. Like, nothing will take away from that experience. So it really, like, what Nick is doing with this is just really, really, really irks me.
Me too. And My whole thing is, again, I don't think we're trying to destroy reality TV. We're just trying to make sure that people get the support. I know it's not. I'm not trying to. I'm not even trying to destroy Love is Blind. I lived this. Nick did not live Love is Blind.
I wonder if Love is Blind has gotten better. Like, I'm sorry, on the back end. No?
So my trip, I met with some various cast members throughout the seasons last week, and not sound like it's gotten better.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm trying to get people to share their stories, share their experiences, but everyone is so scared of getting sued that no one is like full force. Let's do this.
Are you afraid of getting sued?
I got nothing to lose. They probably will.
They'll try to like issue a gag order or something?
Possibly, yeah. But here's the thing. I'm not giving away like secrets to production. I'm telling the truth.
I don't think they'll come after you.
I think it would be a bad look, but I'll wear it as a badge of honor.
Did you sign something that said you wouldn't talk?
Just the typical NDA that we all sign. But there's so much money wrapped around it that people are terrified of getting sued for millions of dollars.
So with The Real Housewives, it was the same kind of thing, right? We couldn't talk about it, yada, yada. But then Andy Cohen just like worked with this reporter, Dave Holmes, who he used to work for People, and he took a leave of absence to write a book about the insides and of the Real Housewives franchises. And it was endorsed by Andy Cohen. And like, I did an interview with him. I haven't read it yet. It's somewhere in here.
Oh, it's out. Okay.
It's like been out. And okay. I gave an interview with like every insider info, like when they screwed up the production or editing, when they like everything that happened, what actually happened when Lizzie got fired and what all of this. Mm-hmm. And it's all printed. And like that was done on purpose. So yeah. I kind of feel like in the age of where the internet is and the dissemination of information, that you talking about this probably doesn't come as that huge of a surprise to a brand new show like Love is Blind that hasn't really gotten like dialed in how their production and their food and mm-hmm. their like whatever the leaders are called.
Producers.
Yeah. The producers and the runners and all those people, yeah, you know, yeah. There's all kinds of people. Cause like, they could have been like one person who screwed up the food and then they get fired the next season. I don't know.
I mean, it's possible. I think it's interesting that it was just so consistent and it was,
yeah.
I mean, and of course they did apologize in Mexico. I think it was Mexico. It might've been when we got back. Yeah. The executive producer came over and was like, this doesn't represent us, blah, 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 blah. But then it just continues.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I love what you're doing. Like pulling back the curtain. I think that's a great term to really describe what's happening. And I personally, like in my heart of hearts, believe that this is going to be a trend that is going to like pick up steam and change will be made. And I don't know if it will be in the way of some sort of, you know, reality show union. Like I think of Love is Blind, 90 Day Fiance, which I love that show.
Yeah. I have people from 90 Day Fiance that reached out to with horror stories. No.
They don't know what they're doing. Like no. These people are like, I mean, no way in hell do they know what's about to happen to their lives or like no. How to even like read the contract probably. So like,
exactly.
I mean, you could be a fully educated person like me and still hire an entertainment lawyer, you know, to read the contract. Like, totally. There's no way these people know what they're getting into. So like in order to have like some sort of consistency throughout the industry, it will be necessary to go to some sort of unionized-ish route.
I completely agree. And I never thought that I'd be a union organizer. I'm pro-union for the most part. But I guess I'm maybe at the foundation of becoming, you know, helping us become a union, because I think it's basic human rights that for some reason reality TV cast have escaped the evolution of labor laws. And
it's true.
Then on top of that, the damage to someone's mental health. And let me pose this to you. Mm-hmm. If there was a psychologist or a mental health professional on the set for Love is Blind, as they claimed, wouldn't Danielle's panic attack be the perfect opportunity for that person to show up
say, I'm here. It would be.
Let me navigate. We're not going to film until she's ready to film. Go get Nick. Let him know, because they sent me in there. I had no idea she had a panic attack. They didn't do.
Did they film her panic attack?
So it happened, and then they filmed host while she was still coming down, I would say. That's not really my place to say, but you know, as far as I could
not
tell.
The whole thing.
Right. She had it. And then they came and they didn't get me. They told her we were going to film. They told me she's not mic'd. Go in there and tell her about the couples party. And I was like, okay. I had asked them to put one of the producers that she and I really liked outside her door in case she did get anxious and needed someone to talk to. They didn't do that after they said they would. These were all things that like they said they were going to do, they didn't do. And, you know, sending me in there to film and just not telling me what was going on, like didn't even tell me Danielle had a panic attack. We're still going to try and get this scene. I probably wouldn't have said yes to that until she was okay, but they just didn't care. They just sent me in there anyway.
It's such a weird fine line filming a reality show where, like we're the talent, but we're also, it's our real life and it's our real feel. So it's tough to toe that line. I can imagine how tough that is. I mean, obviously for the talent, but the producers as well. And I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit here. Not saying that what they're doing is right, because it wasn't. Because like you weren't treated like a human in that situation. Like mm-hmm. if you make a promise, put XYZ producer outside the door, then follow through in the promise. Like I just think that sounds pretty simple to me.
Well, and that producer, by the way, ended up quitting a few days later because she didn't like how they were treating us.
Really? Yeah. Will she talk?
I don't know. I've pushed her to some of the journalists that have come out, but I haven't seen anything from her. I should catch up with her, but I don't know. They're scared too. I mean, one of our producers got a cease and desist a few months ago, or maybe it was more like a year ago. He posted literally like a behind the scene picture that he took of Danielle and my wedding.
I mean, those are I freaking collect cease and desist. So whatever. Like, I have a pile of them. I'm like, oh, funny. This does
nothing.
You should
just use them as wallpaper.
No kidding. I got one from on the day of the reunion when I exposed a guy for faking cancer. I got one on the day of the reunion and I literally brought it on the reunion. I ripped it up and I was like, this is how I feel about your cease and desist. Like, F you.
Well, that will be the tactic I take, but it'll probably have to be like an Instagram reel and on TikTok.
Well, keep me posted on everything and come back if you have any updates. I have like so many more questions to ask you, but I think this conversation was,
I'm great. Here if you, yeah, I do too. I'm here if you want to ask more questions.
Okay. Well, I think we're pretty much at time right now, but maybe we could follow up again in the future. Are you in a relationship right now? We got to talk about love a little bit.
Oh, no, I am still healing my wounds, I guess, from all of this. This all happened very quickly. I feel like I was processing everything in slow motion. And I don't want to waste someone else's time. I don't want to waste my time knowing that, like, my heart's still broken over all of this. So I don't want
to. I'm sorry to hear
I don't want to do that to somebody else.
So no dating apps, not on the prowl.
Nope.
Sorry, ladies.
Off for now.
So celibacy is your route. God bless. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Nick. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
And thanks for all you do with UCAN. And I am a supporter and I will be outspoken to help you and help do whatever I can to affect change and mental health advocacy within reality TV.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And thanks for having me on.
Yeah, great. All right. So as I get off this interview with Nick, the first thing that comes to my head is, shit, I didn't ask about Danielle. We just had Danielle on the show last week. But y'all, he seems so wounded. I don't want to like bring that up right now. Obviously, I know that he's not talking to Danielle. He didn't want to have an interview with Danielle. He literally just told us that he's still licking his wounds after this traumatic experience and breakup that he's had. And he's not over that experience yet. And he's still, you know, processing. So I think that we have our answer. He doesn't talk to Danielle. I wonder if he still loves her. I would have to venture to say that's going to be a strong no. But maybe he's, you know, like, the opposite of love isn't hate. The opposite of love is apathy. So he might not quite be to the apathy portion of his healing, but I'm sure as hell that it's not the love part either. So, you know, well, I think that kind of wraps it all up. But Nick seems like such a good guy. He seems like the exact same guy he was on the show. Maybe a little shyer, actually, than I thought he was on the show. But next week, we're going to get Danielle back here. So we're going to cover all the things that we didn't talk about. I know Danielle was just on, but now I have Nick. Now I have more to talk about. And I can see kind of their personalities and how they balance each other. So I'm excited to chat with her next week. Thank you guys for listening on this week's episode of Intimate Knowledge. Because if I know, you know. Okay? Bye.
Subscribe to Intimate Knowledge on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. Undercover Tourist.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.